One thing we like doing here on the Nate Brown Show on Fox Sports Rapid City is talk to the orthopedic experts at Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center. That's the team taking care of the elite athletes out there on the field and court, and also to the Weekend Warrior. It's Inside Sports Medicine. It's presented by Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, founded in 1976 and helping you stay in the game. Online at bhosc.com. Football season is just about here, especially locally from the high school teams getting set to go. And that means some injuries possibility. Orthopedic surgeon is Dr. Aaron Dykstra, and he joins us for Inside Sports Medicine here on Fox Sports Rapid City. Aaron, it's good to talk to you. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thanks for having me on the show.
Well, I appreciate it. So football season, we know, can bring some injuries. We don't want to see it, but we know it can happen. And one specific thing people may not be totally familiar with that may come out, you want to talk about an injury with the wrist, kind of get into the scenario with the possibility you might see in football.
Well, we always think of wrist injuries. We think of just the radius fractures and the typical wrist fracture that we see a lot of. But young athletes, and especially with high-impact sports and high-energy type of mechanisms, we certainly worry about these things called scaphoid fractures. And the scaphoid is one of the smaller bones in the wrist, but it's one that's prone to a few problems. And it's one that, if not recognized and not treated properly, can end careers. So it's something that it's a good time of year to bring to light and just let people kind of know what to look for and what to watch for.
Scaphoid fracture in the wrist. So talk about it. How could it happen? How do you see it happen in football?
Typically, the energy it's usually a fairly strong mechanism, fairly strong fall, usually onto a hand that's kind of outstretched, or the typical falling type mechanism. But, you know, kids get piled on, and that type of weight and the energy that goes through those small bones can certainly have a big impact. And the scaphoid is one of those small bones that's underneath the thumb. And kids that come in with wrist pain, and especially pain on that thumb side, should be pretty concerned about that type of injury. And the bone is one of those that has a particular anatomy, and the blood supply is one that's a little bit weird. And it supplies the blood actually from the thumb side backwards towards the wrist joint itself. And when the bone breaks in the middle, it can actually compromise the flow. So it's one of those injuries that if we miss that and we miss an opportunity to fix it when it needs to be fixed, it can actually lead to avascular necrosis. And so the bone actually dies when that happens. And so I have a personal friend from high school who had this injury and ruined what would have been a pretty promising college career. So it's something not to think lightly of. So wrist pain in general, especially wrist pain on that thumb side, certainly should get an x-ray and get looked at.
Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Aaron Dykstra, he's at Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center. That's the orthopedic experts in the region when it comes to taking care of athletes. Okay, so this sounds like, okay, I could get an injury, and I wonder if kids and folks don't recognize it. You know, you sounded like you got to take care of it. You got to recognize it. Is it a worry that you kind of think, well, I can play through this. It might be just a sprained wrist. Is that the worry?
Yeah, oftentimes that's kind of the case. You know, there's been an injury. We kind of splinted for a while. It continues to hurt, but we kind of want to play through it. We don't want to miss the next game. Don't want to miss the next practice. But if it's a pain that keeps you from being able to hit as strong as you should or be able to push like you should, it's something we should at least get an x-ray of. And, you know, it's a simple x-ray that we can rule out bad problems. And if we can catch it, it's one that's fairly easily treated. But if it goes on to not heal, boy, it becomes a big problem.
He's one of the experts at Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, helping athletes stay in the game. Scaphoid fracture, something I wasn't familiar with the wrist. Orthopedic surgeon Dr. Aaron Dykstra. Keep your eyes on it for football season as we get set. Aaron, good to get you on. I appreciate the time.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, thank you very much. Just a little plug for our orthopedic urgent care. Any problems, certainly let us know.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I do want to let people know that as well. They are ready to go. Dr. Aaron Dykstra, orthopedic surgeon at Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, and they do have the orthopedic urgent care ready to serve not only the elite athletes, the folks that are getting after it, just folks that want to continue your active lifestyle as well. If you have something pop up, see the team at Black Hills Orthopedic and Spine Center, specializing in what moves you. Online at bhosc.com. Dr. Aaron Dykstra, one of the best.